Everybody get ready for Stephen D.C. Everybody get ready for Stephen D.C.
Everybody get ready.
T-minus 15, standby for terminal count. 10, 9, 8.
Side boost ignition.
6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Ladies and gentlemen, stop what you're doing and listen.
This is the Steve and DC Morning Show, starring Steve and DC, Don Hartley with news, James Spann, the weatherman, Audio Bob, and Diesel, the show pitbull mascot and head of security. Now, Steve and DC.
I have a happiness hack for you today.
Okay, we could all use that.
And I really think it's going to mean something to you.
A happiness hack, all right? What is it?
Researchers have come up with a daily exercise for our mental health that they think we all should do.
Okay.
Hug yourself.
Excuse me?
For 20 seconds a day.
Hug yourself. You mean like reach around like this? Like this?
Hey, go hug yourself.
Right back at you. So I hold this for how long?
For 20 seconds. You close your eyes.
And your mouth.
And think of something that's been bothering you. Put one hand on your chest and the other on your stomach. Like you're giving yourself a hug. And think, how can I be a friend to myself in this moment?
Okay, I feel like I need to vomit.
I don't see many truckers.
Yeah. Biggin didn't just pull off to the side of the road.
Where do I put this hand? Where's this one go? Down further?
Stop it.
I can't do it.
I don't know, but...
Hug yourself.
Yeah, I wonder how much they paid for that study.
This is the board of... The Berkeley...
enough said.
The Berkeley Mental Health and Meditation Council. Yeah.
Let me just say this about Berkeley. Everybody there is wide awake.
Yeah.
Yourself. It's Stephen D.C. for Friday. Yay, we made it. The weekend is fast approaching. We'll be playing some songs this morning to get you in the mood for the weekend, that's for sure. In fact, coming up in just a minute, we're going to do a Tracy Lawrence and a Riley Green back-to-back. I know a lot of you went to the concert last night. Got off to a little bit of a wet start early on, but a full house and a good time. And Riley Green, you know, he's an Alabama boy. He's from Jacksonville, and he got here early yesterday. And I don't know if y'all heard or not, but he took batting practice with the Alabama baseball team yesterday afternoon, which was pretty cool. Riley Green played quarterback for Jacksonville State and is quite an athlete. And he showed it. I mean, he barreled up a number of pitches and hit a couple over the wall. Maybe they could sign him. The Bama baseball team could use him. Riley Green hitting some balls before entertaining last night at a full house at the beautiful Tuscaloosa Mercedes-Benz Amphitheater. And speaking of concerts, we give you Morgan Wallen tickets this morning with Shane Spiller a little after 7 when we play Person, Place, or Thing. Will I get it on the first try like yesterday? Probably not. DC's running a few minutes late this morning, and I know why.
He was up all night last night listening to Taylor Swift's new album. It dropped at midnight, and she surprised everybody with 15 extra songs. So if you want to sound cool today to a Swiftie, maybe in your home or at work, mention the album that dropped last night, and they'll be like, wow, you know everything. But DC reviewed the entire album last night, and he'll tell us about it in just a minute.
This is the Steve and DC Show.
Well, a cat named Tofu won't stop bringing trash into his owner's house through the cat door. But they think it's kind of funny. I don't think I would think it's too funny. I don't know. They tell people he's out there cleaning up the neighborhood. But Tofu the cat goes out, just gets random trash off the street, and brings it into the house through the cat door. I have never had a pet door. I've had small doggies. I had Elvis and Jerry Lee little shih tzus for years. And I miss them dearly, but they could have had a small pet door or even a bigger pet door for other dogs. We've had Diesel doesn't have a pet door, our pit bull mascot, but I would be afraid things would come inside the house that weren't supposed to be there. You know, I'm talking critters.
Oh, Jimmy
Carter. If it's hot, he knows about it. Now he's going to tell us about it. We'll get all caught up. Everything from Nashville to Hollywood. Jimmy Carter, Roll Tide, and a happy Friday, man.
Happy Friday and a happier Friday for Taylor Swift fans. I promise to be through this story in less than 60 seconds. Came out at midnight. The video comes out tonight at 7 o'clock. It is a surprise double album. It is her fifth album. She's got a Stevie Nicks poem in there. She disses Kim Kardashian in one of the songs. She sings about Kelsey in a song called, I think it's called Anthology. It's only been out 6.5 hours, so it's hard to get all this down yet. But she's got several of her boyfriends she calls out on there, and you know this is going to be one huge album.
I got to tell you, Jimmy Carter, coincidence? I don't think so. Taylor Swift's album came out at midnight last night. We hear there's 15 extra songs, and DC's late this morning. You think there's a connection?
Probably. Probably.
He was up all night listening to that Taylor Swift album.
Yeah. Dickie Betts died yesterday. Well, oh, he was an integral part of the Allman Brothers Band. He was one half of the twin guitars of Dwayne Allman and Dickie Betts.
Oh, yeah.
Members of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. He was 80, died of cancer and COPD. He was one of the more outgoing, actually. Even though he was kind of feisty, if he had to talk to the public, he was probably the best one that could talk with him.
Hey, Jimmy, is Greg Allman still alive?
No, and what you see in some places, the Allman Betts Band, and it's a second-generation band made up of one of Greg's sons, Barry Oakley, the bass player that died like Dwayne in a motorcycle accident, and then one of, there's a Dickie Betts, Forrest Dickie Betts, that's the son of Dickie Betts. So.
I got you. And, of course, you know, Greg Allman, I believe he and Cher had a kid together, didn't he?
Yeah, that was Elijah Blue.
Elijah Blue. Okay.
This was another one that I wasn't familiar with. It was... It must have been Greg with another woman.
Yeah.
He wrote Ramblin' Man, which was the first and only big hit for the Allman Brothers.
Great song, yeah.
He also wrote Revival, which I like that one a lot. Mm-hmm. Winona Judd's daughter is still in the Elmore County Jail.
Winona won't go get her daughter out of jail?
Or her daddy won't get her out of jail. She must have torn her shirt with a lot of people, I think. She's she's gone to jail for drugs, and I don't know the rest of it, but busted in Millbrook for showing part of her tatas to the people on the street.
In Millbrook, of all places.
In Millbrook. Katy Perry. You know who she wants to be the next judge on American Idol?
Yep, I heard. Yeah, tell us.
Jelly Roll.
Okay, now, see, I don't think he will do that, but he was a great coach on American Idol. He really was.
You know what? He can do anything.
He really can.
I cannot think of any, and I've gone through the list, of any country star that's come in like he did from another line of music, which was rap, and then to be so unusual looking and to just take over the place.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just whatever the music is, whatever the TV show is, he's going to play softball in the CMA softball game that comes up before fanfare. He's everywhere. He's everywhere.
Big personality.
He's like Chicken Man.
Yeah, he's everywhere. He's everywhere.
He's everywhere. He's everywhere. Lainey Wilson working on her new album. Everybody's proud of that. Talladega, they're rolling in there. I'm not sure it's going to be completely weather-free this weekend. It's hard to say.
Yeah.
Yeah, they might get a little something over there. Seems to attract rain when they're there. Kenny Chesney's down in Tampa. Hope that goes all right for them. Morgan Wallen in Oxford. They're closing that campus down, man. They're saying all buildings will be locked and da-da-da-da-da starting tomorrow morning at sunrise.
There's a rumor that Lane Kiffin, the Ole Miss coach, is going to be on the front row. He's a big Morgan Wallen fan. By the way, you know, I guess if you're hip and cool, you do this. Lane Kiffin has started referring to Mississippi, where Morgan is tomorrow night, as the Sip.
Yeah, I couldn't. That was one of those things I didn't understand.
I had to read it twice.
Like Fortnite, this first song for Taylor Swift. Uh-huh. It's a British term for 14 days.
Wait, it's called what? Fortnite?
Fortnite is the first of it.
Oh, and that's like the video game that all the kids are playing, Fortnite.
It is. Yeah. That's right. So that's her first song, and Post Malone is her collaborator on that. Or she just calls him Posty.
Posty.
Luke Combs got everything going for him up in Buffalo this weekend. And then I said, one of the things that's getting attention is Will Smith wears a Reba McEntire T-shirt in the promo for Bad Boys Ride or Die.
Oh, I love
that. And the bad guys are saying to him, sing a country song if you're from here or something. And they can't do it. They can't sing a Reba.
But he's got on a Reba shirt. That's great.
And Lionel Richie was in Tuskegee yesterday dedicating a park called the Hello Park. Right there at the entrance to Tuskegee Institute. So
I got you.
There you go.
Well, a little Talladega this weekend on the Tube. You can check that out if you're a big racing fan. Hopefully.
Oh, yeah. That's always a good race. Probably the big one, remember?
The weather won't mess him up. Jimmy Carter made a request off the radio before we got on. I don't have it before me, but D.C. is going to look for it. It's by the late, great Jim Croce. Y'all remember him? Bad, Bad Leroy Brown and all that.
Time in a Bottle.
Time in a Bottle, big hits. But he had one that I wasn't familiar with that fits with Talladega this weekend. What's it called, Jimmy?
Rapid Roy the Stock Car Boy from 1974.
It sounds like a Stephen D.C. Show hit. We're going to look it for is. It and try to find it this morning. You have a great weekend, Jimmy.
This is the Stephen D.C. Show.
Friday morning, congratulations. You made it. Happy Friday to you. Ooh. Talladega weekend, bear hug this morning to some folks I'm hearing from that are headed out to Talladega for the race this weekend. That's going to be a big party. D.C. has just walked in a few minutes late this morning because I don't know if he'll admit it. He probably will. The Taylor Swift brand new album dropped at midnight last night, and I just got a feeling he was up all night listening to it. And didn't get here this morning on time. Now, also here, Taylor released an extra 15 songs, sending Swifties into some sort of craze, whirlwind, nutsy experience, you know. So
had it just been a normal album,
you might have been on time.
Yeah. Yes. But with the 15 extra songs.
Yeah.
Yeah. What was I to do?
What were you to do? So I knew I was right. I knew that's what you were doing. That's what I've been telling everybody this morning.
There are 31 tunes on that album.
Yeah, that's right. And now she's releasing a video tonight at 7 p.m.
Really?
Yeah, that's what they say. And listen to this. Patrick Mahomes, the Kansas City quarterback.
Yeah.
He says that Taylor Swift, y'all like her or not, and I know some folks are rolling their eyes right now that don't like her. A lot of people do. Taylor Swift, according to Patrick Mahomes, says he says she is the most down-to-earth person he's ever met in his life.
Wow.
And he knew that if he didn't say that, 100 million teenage white girls would hurt him.
I mean, I have a feeling from the camera shot that they had of her talking to Kelsey on the field, her boyfriend.
Yeah.
I mean, it did kind of seem like she was just another girl and another a boy. Girl.
It seems like it, and she's a billionaire, and yet she appears to be as grounded, I guess, as a billionaire can be.
Yeah.
At, I think, 34. I think she's 34 years old.
Yeah, that's right.
But, you know, I picked her as a teenager for some reason. I guess a lot of her fans are teenagers. Not all of her fans. A lot of them aren't. And I picked her as a teenager, but she's... She's 34 years old.
Some of these song titles are interesting on her album.
Jimmy Carter just told us there's one called Fortnite.
That's the first one, yeah.
And I thought, well, there's that video game that I know a lot of kids play.
Well, she spells it differently, though. Fortnite, the game, is spelled N-I-T-E.
And it's not about the game, Jimmy said. It's about something else.
It's about, well he's right. In England or in the U.K., a fortnight is 2 weeks.
Oh, a fortnight means 2 weeks.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that.
So, It's spelled like the 2 weeks deal. And that's the one she does with Post Malone.
And she calls him Posty. Posty. By the way, that's her name for him.
Yeah.
What are some of the other song titles?
Let's see. She's got But Daddy, I Love Him.
But Daddy, I Love Him. That could be a country song.
My Boy Only Breaks His Favorite Toys. Another one is called I Can Fix Him. No, Really, I Can.
Her albums are like therapy sessions, kind of.
Yeah.
She writes about a couple of ex-boyfriends Jimmy Carter reported.
I'm sure. Who's Afraid of Little Old Me?
It's a lot of people, Taylor.
LOML. That's got to be
ML.
One of those phone abbreviations.
Like LOL, just laugh out loud.
Laughing on my...
Laugh out mother.
What is LOML? Let me see what that is.
Look that up.
That's one of those abbreviations the kids are... That's the kids doing that.
That's the kids doing that.
LOML.
LOML meaning. What does LOML mean? Loss of my life.
Okay. Loss of my life.
Loss of my life.
That's a little heavy for me.
And then she's got one called the smallest man who ever lived.
That's about me. She's written a song about
I think
me.
I know him. Yeah. I'm going to get you back.
Uh-huh.
And I hate it here.
Yeah. You're not going to read all of them, are you?
No, those are just a few.
But then look, he would never brag, but those were off the top of his head. I can't believe.
Yeah, yeah.
If you're planning a Taylor Swift listening party, or your kids are, listen to this.
Attention Swifties.
Are you having a listening party today for the release of Taylor's new album, the Dead Poets Society? Well, Party City has you covered.
We have everything you need for the ultimate T-Swizzle experience.
Glitter, sequins, balloons, and anything else you need to enjoy the League of Extraordinary Tortured Gentlemen. Serving food? We have plates. Drinks? We have cups. All that's missing is cat hair. And if you're a real Swiftie, you've got that covered. Happy Friday and enjoy her new album, The Torture Chamber Compartment. Before the special edition comes out next week.
It's already out.
It is time now for the morning pledge and national anthem just ahead of Morgan Wallen concert tickets.
Mm.
This morning we dedicate our Steve and DC show pledge to everybody at Brookwood Elementary School.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Ladies and gentlemen, to honor America, an all-star star-spangled banner, Lady Gaga.
Oh, say, can you see?
Darius Rucker.
Violet on the early light.
Melissa Etheridge.
What so proudly we hail.
Usher.
At the twilight's last gleam.
Demi Lovato.
Whose broad stripes and bright stars.
Fall Out Boy.
Through the perilous fight.
Little Big Town.
O'er the ramparts we watched.
Journey.
Worcester, Gallantly Street.
Rascal Flatts.
And the Rockets' red glare.
Idina Menzel. Patrick Monahan of Train.
Gave proof through the night.
Joe Piscopo.
That this glorious flag was
Tristan Yearwood.
Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave.
Ariana Grande.
For the land of the free.
And a hologram of Whitney Houston.
This is the Steve and DC Show.
Riley Green got off to a wet start last night, but all the reviews are great for the Riley Green Tracy Lawrence show at the Mercedes-Benz Amp last night, and seems like everybody that went had a great time.
Yeah, we were going to be out there, but we can't get our equipment all wet.
And we're there pre-shows. All y'all are going in, but that's when it was raining, and so that's why we weren't out front last night, but a good time and a good show for sure.
Was had by all.
Shane Spiller, good morning. Happy Friday to you, my friend.
Yeah, thank you.
Hang on, there you go. It's good to have you back. Last Friday, you were absent. You were AWOL. Where were you last Friday, Shane?
Yeah, we went to High Point, North Carolina last weekend.
High Point.
Oh, the big furniture show, right?
Yes, sir. Furniture capital of the world.
Why is that?
You know, High Point just was at one time a large presence of wood manufacturing facilities just in North Carolina. For some reason, they made a lot of furniture there.
Every industry has a headquarter town.
Yeah.
You know, country music, Nashville, Tennessee.
Well, you know, all my life I've heard about High Point, North Carolina, though, in the furniture market.
Although, I was just thinking about it. Where's the radio headquarter?
It's right
Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
Skyland
Boulevard, baby.
And you know what? I'm sitting here. I can't even put my phone down on the table. Not really because of DC's junk, but because there's wards. There are wards just everywhere here in the studio.
Let's keep DC's junk out of this. But go ahead.
Yeah. You're talking about my junk.
The judges award here.
How about
that? From the ABA. Alabama Broadcasters Association. Proud of Stephen D.C. Show.
Well, thank you very much. And that award was strategically placed over there.
Yes, it was.
Thank you. Of our sponsors would see it when they come in.
I mean, we've come a long way. You've worked with us, you've taught us, and we've come a long way, I think.
I'm glad y'all are following in my footsteps.
Well, if you will stick with us, we'll go places.
Right.
Well, I'm sticking with you.
All right.
Winning awards.
Just make sure my check clears next week. Yes.
I'm looking at a picture of you at the High Point, North Carolina furniture market, and you have sprawled out on a Fluff Daddy waffle style sofa.
Yes.
That is the most comfortable looking thing I've ever seen in my life.
We saw some great things at furniture market, and that's why we go there, so we can find some great deals for our customers. And like Steve said, this little sofa I'm sprawled out on is
it's not little,
it's huge. It's called a waffle cut. Have you ever heard of a waffle cut?
I had not, but it honestly, in the picture, it looks so amazingly comfortable.
It does.
Man, you could lay on that and watch a ball game or a Netflix movie.
Have you ever thought about doing some modeling?
Well, I was a hand model at one time. I never thought about doing any modeling.
If somebody wanted that, y'all could order that from the factory and get it, couldn't you?
Yes, we don't have this one in stock.
Well, you have to increase the size of the showroom.
This one is pretty amazing. This was one of the new fabrics we saw at Furniture Market, and that's why we go there, is to see the new styles, to see what's coming up, and this was certainly brand new, and it was amazing.
And it's called the waffle style fabric.
Waffle cut.
It looks so comfortable. And big sweet deals are still happening right now.
Bring everything back to food, don't we?
Waffle cut, sweet,
everything.
Yeah, we got sweet deals at Spiller Furniture and Mattress. Look, it's right now. Is one thing we love to talk about. It's a house full of furniture at Spiller Furniture and Mattress. And these things we have in stock, so you can come pick them out. You get a living room suit, the tables that go with it. You get the dining room suit, and you get to pick out a bedroom suit, all for under $2,500. So come pick it out at Spiller Furniture and Mattress. Any one of our 13 locations throughout West Alabama and East Mississippi. We love the Bear listening audience out there, because there's a lot of great customers. Every time I come here and get on the air with Steve in D.C., it's just a great time for talking about Spiller Furniture and Mattress.
Yeah. And Shane Spiller's appearance on the show, it sets the bar by which all others are judged. Everybody's like, well, I can't do what Shane Spiller does.
I can't either. I'm just blessed to be part of the show, and I appreciate the opportunity to come on and talk about
our award-winning over there.
The Judges 20 Award of Merit Award for 2024.
Got that.
Look, Stephen D.C., y'all stick with them. Because they will bring you the tunes, they will bring you the information, and they are live and local.
This is not a recording.
That's one thing about local. We love local. Spiller Furniture Mattress is local. Been local for 75 years.
Yes.
So, look, come see us. We'll get quick delivery.
If we can last 75 years.
Man, I'm telling you.
We're well on our way.
Yeah, y'all are.
We're close.
We all are.
Quick delivery and credit and everything else.
Big selection, friendly service, credit.
Spiller Furniture and Mattress. We love you guys.
Thank you.
All right. Morgan Wallen tickets. That's a big show tomorrow night.
That's tomorrow night.
This is the first show he's done since he got in trouble for throwing the chair off the roof.
Okay.
In Nashville. And that's tomorrow night. And we have one last pair of tickets literally left to give away.
And this is literally the last. It's in row 5.
Okay. Oh, yes.
Tell him I'm not here.
You can't call the cell phone.
Is that God
to get
calling?
We're in row 5, seat 29 and 30.
Uh-huh. All right.
Uh-huh. And that's it. It's going to last two.
All right, you want to win these tickets, so we're standing by 205-339-4953. Call now to get in it. We're going to do person, places, or thing. It's going to be up to Shane Spiller, and I get to serve as his lifeline. So between the two of us, we'll see what we can do. Let's see.
And this ain't going to be easy now. I don't want you to think it's going to be easy.
Well, it's Morgan Wallen tickets. And, who's this, please?
This is Carly.
Hi, Carly. Carly, does your little girl have a birthday today?
She does.
What's her name?
Josie Brooke.
Josie, how old is Josie?
She will be 11 years old.
Well, a big bear hug to Josie, 11 years old. Where does she go to school?
Northport Intermediate.
Hi, Josie. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Hopefully, Mama can win some Morgan Wallen tickets this
month.
Say hi to Shane Spiller, if you would.
Hey, Shane.
Hey, Josie Brooks' mama.
Carly. DC, how does this person, places, thing work exactly?
Well, you know, we do clues. Uh-huh. We give you clues.
Right.
But the way we're doing it today with the Morgan Wallen tickets is we give you one clue each time we play.
So should we have to play more than once later in the show, there'll be more clues.
Right.
But this time me and Shane get one clue.
You're going off the first clue. So I'm telling you, it's not going to be easy. But you got it yesterday, so that's why.
I got it on the first try yesterday. With Shane with me, this is a sure thing. Yes.
I couldn't believe it. Yesterday they got it on the first clue.
Yeah, that's right. Mm. Come on.
All right.
Person, place, or thing.
Here's the clue. And I'll even tell you it's a place.
Okay.
Oh, it is a place.
It's a place.
Oh, that's
I'm helping you out there. I'm giving you two clues.
All right.
I am a place. Some children are afraid of me.
Oh, goodness.
Some children are afraid of me.
What'd you say, Carly?
Carly said the dentist.
The dentist? Well, that could be too.
Oh, wait, it's a place.
It's a place. Okay. And we can discuss it before we give our final answer.
Yes, until you say it's your final answer, I will not penalize you.
Some children are afraid of me. A place. Okay. The principal's office.
Yeah, that's a good one.
They're afraid of
that. That's a good one.
Some children are afraid of me.
You know.
Start to say hell, but that's
Santa's lap.
Well,
yeah,
that's a place.
Yeah.
And some kids are afraid of Santa's lap.
Well, you think of it more, you know, like...
he's leading us. He's guiding us. Yeah. Sounds a little sinister.
Like a haunted house.
Think of it more frightening, you know.
Haunted house.
Why am I giving clues? What's wrong with me? Stop it.
Because you're a good man.
Stop it.
Yes, you are a good man. Carly and Josie to win. A haunted house.
It's Josie Brooks' birthday. You got to be sweet.
I know.
You're going to break the heart of an 11-year-old.
Don't do that.
Come on, Shane.
So he's really giving us an extra clue with that music. What is that music?
It's like a haunted house.
That's definitely haunted house. Yeah.
Some children are afraid of me. What am I?
A ghost.
I'm a place.
It's a place.
Oh, that's right. Thanks.
Mm.
Haunted house is a place for sure. Man.
I guess.
Carly, what are you thinking?
What do y'all think, girls? I guess we'll try. We'll go with the haunted house.
It's a place. Some kids are afraid of me, and this music says haunted house. That's no doubt about it. Shane, are you feeling good with this? About this?
Well, Bob said the basement.
It's because that's where he lives, in our basement.
I'm not supposed to say anything, but...
it's not the barbershop.
No, not with that music.
Yeah.
I'm not supposed to say anything. I'm not here.
I would say haunted house.
Okay, let's go haunted house.
I would say haunted house.
All right, roll tide. Let's go.
Roll tide. Haunted house for the win.
Show Me a Haunted House. That's not it.
Oh, my.
That's not it. I'm so sorry.
Carly, I am so sorry.
I really wanted them to win.
And I'm sorry, we're going to hang up and you have to explain it to Josie.
Sorry, Josie.
No.
This is terrible. Oh, okay, goodness. Feel free, though, to try again. It's wide open now as we move forward, right?
Yeah. We got to keep playing because the next clue is going to help
all right,
somebody
so
win.
We're going to play again a little after 8, probably.
Okay. Well, man, I don't lose very often around here.
No, you really
no,
don't.
No,
you really don't.
It's a rarity.
With that music, though, Haunted House should have been it.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what it finally ends up being.
Yeah.
Yeah. Stay with us because we'll keep playing throughout the show, and hopefully somebody's going to win before we're done.
That's another clue.
Yeah, you're toying with us.
Yes,
that's what he's doing. Okay, everybody, all we ask is that one day you buy something from Spiller Furniture and Mattress. Shane Spiller, you have a great weekend, brother.
Thank you, gentlemen. I appreciate it.
All right, man. More to come. We go phone shaman on a Friday morning in just a minute.
Fresh bunny phone sham calls and unforgettable classics.
The phone sham always has me in stitches. I look forward to it every morning.
This is a collect call from a correctional facility.
Hello?
Hey, Grandma?
Ma'am?
Is this my grandma?
Who is this?
This John?
No, it's not. This is Jackson's resident.
Oh, my God. Ma'am, can you help me?
Yeah, what do you need?
Well, I got locked up, and I only get one phone call. I'm trying to call my grandma, and I guess I dialed the wrong number. Can you call my grandma and just tell her to call me?
This is a collect call from a correctional facility.
Can you just call my grandma, please?
What's the number?
The number is 631.
This is a collect call from a correctional facility.
Do you think she got the number and is about to call?
Hello?
Who's speaking?
This grandma, Jackson.
Who?
This grandma, Jackson.
Well, I was told to call this number.
Mm-hmm.
That I got a call and they got the wrong number and somebody named John is in jail.
Oh, my goodness, that's my grandbaby. Oh, my goodness. What is he? Oh, he's in jail?
That's all I know.
Oh, my Lord. Oh my, Rusty!
I don't even know where he's in jail at. All I know is
what did he do?
I don't know.
Rusty, wake up! John's in jail. Wake up, Rusty! He's in jail. What happened?
I don't know, ma'am. He called me thinking he was calling you, and he got. Ronnie, would I please call you?
Why? What did he do? How do you know about it?
Because
what are you calling for?
He called me because.
What for?
He called me and got Rusty. The wrong number. He thought he called your number, but he got my number.
Rusty!
And he wanted me to call you and tell you that he was in jail, but I don't know where he is at in jail.
Let me that no good grandbaby of mine. He's been locked up 4 times before.
Well,
four-time loser.
This is long distance, so I'm going to let you go.
No, you get him out.
This is the Steve and DC Show.
Steve and DC, congratulations. We made it to Friday, April 19th.
Yes.
By the way, Rich from Northport just sent a message. He says, good morning, guys. TGIF, the concert last night was awesome. We really enjoyed
good.
Tracy and Riley. They were great as expected. Thank
good.
You again for the opportunity to win the tickets and Roll Tide. Of course, those tickets were won by Rich in Northport and everybody else when we opened the
Mesreno
Law concert ticket window.
Yes, and let me just say, thanks to Stephen Mesreno, we gave away more tickets. We gave away literally 50 pairs.
We gave away more tickets than all other radio stations in the area combined, including those Birmingham radio stations. So there you go.
We sent 50 different couples to the concert last
night. But we're not ones to brag.
Well, I'm bragging.
My friend Stephen Mesrano and our lawyer is here this morning with a couple of his colleagues.
And one of his colleagues.
It looks like an entourage, quite frankly.
One of his colleagues really looks like a country singer, and it's bothering me. I can't figure out who.
Randy Travis.
Is it Randy Travis?
Yes.
Randy Travis. It must be Randy Travis.
Randy Travis before the accident. We want to be real clear about that.
Randy Travis
but
back
doesn't
in
look
the.
Like Randy Travis?
He does. He does.
He's actually the brains behind the operation.
Really?
So he's the reason why we're getting the big verdicts.
I don't doubt that for a minute.
I'm telling you.
He's
the reason
y'all.
We get the big verdicts.
Is he?
Yeah.
Well, congrats. Yeah.
Well, look, I don't know what percentage out of that you get from Mez, but it should be more.
Hey, wait a minute.
Amen.
Hey.
Wait a minute. Mez is the sponsor. I take that back.
That's right.
And this fella right over here is technically, that's what they call a private. In the old days, they called them private dicks. Now it's private investigators, right?
Is he a private investigator?
That's what he is. Introduce our investigator. Yes. So this to Jeffrey. You want to meet Jeffrey? Jeffrey is our private investigator. He's the one who goes out when you're in Iraq.
Okay.
He goes out, takes the pictures, does the investigation, helps us get the downloads, make sure that we know what's happened, what the roads look like, the conditions of the road that day. So if Jeff's not on the roads, we have a problem.
I mean,
thank God he's out every day investigating wrecks and doing what he needs to do.
His job is critical then.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But I'll bet he could tell some great stories being a private,
Y'all do stakeouts anymore, or is that old school?
That's somebody else.
Yeah. Okay.
That's what the defense does to our clients.
Yeah.
They want to videotape our clients. See the injuries.
Look, let me tell you something. This is war. Between Mez and representing folks, common folks that are hurt, and the insurance companies.
But these insurance companies,
it gets ugly.
Some of these insurance companies are evil, and they don't want to give up a dime.
Yeah.
So even though you have paid your premium over and over again.
Here comes Mez Reno wearing a white hat, and here comes Mr. Insurance Company guy
in his
black hat.
Devil costume.
That'd be a good commercial. Y'all
write that down. Write that down.
Yeah,
I could see that. Could be a paid endorsement.
So y'all are in town. I assume you're not on a case. Sometimes you are.
But maybe they're working a case right now.
This morning, aren't y'all going to be adjusted or something?
Yeah, so we're on our way to go see Brent
our
Tidwell.
Friend.
Yes.
Brent Tidwell.
I love it.
Friend of the radio station.
Sponsors collide on this show. Mez Reno and now Dr. Brent Tidwell.
From Complete Health and Wellness. In fact, we're going over there today to get some pellets put in our buttocks.
Yeah, we really are.
Y'all are going to do some of the hormone therapy that Dr. Tidwell does.
That's right.
But hormone therapy. Probably one of the, if not the best, chiropractic adjustments that you can receive is what Dr. Tidwell.
Complete Health and Wellness.
He said he was the best in the state. I mean,
that's incredible.
Yeah, I mean, I really do. I think he is the best in the state. I've known Dr. Tidwell for probably over 20 years.
Yeah.
And it's worth the drive from Birmingham to when you're hurting and pain to get
quite
the
quite a compliment.
Wherever you are. We're happy to have him as a sponsor now, much like Ms. Reno Law. Where if you need a personal injury attorney, you need this firm, and you don't pay unless they win.
No.
And they win and win and win and win again.
And come on, Randy Travis works for them. So what more do you want?
And we got a car all decked out with the logos this weekend for Talladega.
Oh, that's
so,
right.
So,
you got a Mez Reno car?
Leland Honeyman.
Get out of here.
Number 42 in the Xfinity race.
Come
decked
on.
Decked out in the blue and gray Mez Reno logos all over it. Yeah.
That's exciting. Have y'all done that before?
You know, we've done the local track. So we've done all the old stock car races at Sabre and Montgomery.
Yeah.
So this is the first time we got approached by NASCAR on Tuesday looking for a sponsor.
Well, we've already heard from listeners this morning, like at 6 o'clock, who are headed to Talladega now. For the race. Going to be a big weekend.
We'll be down there pitching. We're going to set up, and we'll be down there all day Saturday, Sunday, and working. So,
hey, if any of y'all are there and you're injured, 1-800-8000, 1-800-8000 is what you need to do.
DC's got a man crush right now. We need to talk about this, Steve. I'm a little concerned.
On Randy Travis?
They're twins, Randy Travis.
DC has got a man crush right now trying to prove that Brent is really Randy Travis.
Your investigator agrees with me. He agrees.
Yeah, but he's just like stirring stuff up. You have not taken your eyes off of him since he got here, DC.
DC.
I'm telling you, if he walked in and said, "Hi, I'm Randy Travis," you would buy it. You'd be like, "That's Randy Travis."
Would you just lose your, you know what, if he looked at you and said, "Digging up bones"?
No, but if he said, "Forever and ever, amen," he would.
I'm out the door.
This is the Steve and DC Show.
Teachers in Tennessee, according to the news this morning, can now carry handguns, which I don't think is a bad idea. Because if a shooter comes into your classroom and tries to hurt your kids and the teacher is armed, I can see how that could be beneficial.
Oh, I think it's great. It's a great idea.
Yep. So teachers in Tennessee, we need that in Alabama. Tomorrow is 420. So y'all remember when you go to bed tonight to leave Willie Nelson out some cookies and milk?
Yeah. Yeah.
420 is tomorrow.
Well,
if you're going to celebrate, you probably need us to remind her because you might forget.
Yeah. I just for a second, 420 is a big deal, and our friends at your CBD store are having a big event.
Today and tomorrow.
I wanted to go back to the teachers and just security for a minute, because this is the best security idea I've heard in a long time. I want one. I think you're going to want one at your house. There's
you can't be too careful these days.
There's a new doorbell camera.
Really?
That is going to be massive.
Really?
And I can play you what happens.
Is that like the ring camera, that type thing?
Exactly.
It's better?
A ring doorbell camera, but better.
Okay.
When you have somebody unwanted.
Right. On your property.
Here's what happens.
All right.
An AI-powered robotic security system equipped with an integrated paintball launcher, face recognition, and sound dispatchers, which allows me to recognize intruders and stop them in their tracks.
You are identified as a non-authorized personnel. You have 5 seconds to leave the property. Zero compliance. Zero tolerance.
Wow.
And then it shoots them.
With paintball pellets.
It shoots them with paintball pellets.
Anybody that's ever played paintball and got hit with a pellet, that'll stop you dead in your tracks.
They hurt.
They bruise. Hurt. But that would get somebody to leave your front door. But think of the possible things that could go wrong. You could hit somebody in the eye and get sued.
I did accidentally fire him at my 85-year-old grandmother.
He said, "Kapuya, kapuya."
That's not what you're supposed to do.
Why are you shooting me?
Time for the morning prayer and inspirational song. And we think it's a great way to start the day. And one of our favorite fellows is on the phone this morning. It's Pastor Tony Mahaffey. Tony, good morning. How are you, sir?
I'm great, Steve. Couldn't be better.
And a happy weekend to you. Lead us in prayer, please, sir.
My pleasure. Thank you, Lord. I thank you for this day that you've given us. Another day, God, to live. Another day to breathe your precious air in our lungs. And today is a day, Lord, that you have made, and we'll rejoice and be glad in it. My prayer today is, God, that you, Lord, would examine our hearts and examine our lives, that we would lift our eyes into the hills from where our help comes, knowing that our help comes from thee, O Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. You, Lord, will not suffer your people to fall, but you will, Lord, be faithful to them. You will guide us. You're the author and the finisher of our faith. And, Lord, we lift our eyes to you, knowing, God, that you are the one that provides for us and takes care of us. We ask you, Lord God, for a touch and a help for our nation today, God, for the people of our communities, Lord, for our city, our state. I pray, God, that you would touch every heart, every life, that you would let your glorious light shine into every man's life today, God, and let them see, Lord, the goodness of God, for it's the goodness of God that leads us to repentance. Lord, we look to you today for every need in our life, and we trust you, God, and we give you all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor, for you alone are worthy of our praise, glory, and honor. Thank you, God, for all you've done. And we ask these things in your precious son's name, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Pastor Tony Mahaffey, in Jesus' name, amen. Thank you so much, sir. Good prayer on a Friday morning. And now, a great inspirational song brought to you by, you know who, the one and only, the legendary Taco Casa. How about Taco Casa this weekend? You know, folks that don't live here wish they did because of Taco Casa.
That's right. All right, let's do it. The inspirational song on this Friday morning. Yes, I believe in God. If somebody asked, you tell them, yes, I believe in God.
Whatever the cost, from this day on,
is the Steve and DC show.
Dr. Pepper is soon Dr. Pepper is soon introducing a coconut flavor. Now, let me just say, as a big Dr. Pepper fan, I drink it. I drink Dr. Pepper Zero. I drink Diet Dr. Pepper. I even in the winter will put it in the microwave, Boschman, and heat it and drink it.
I've never tried that.
It's good. I like heated Dr. Pepper in the winter. But as a Dr. Pepper man, I don't want coconut Dr. Pepper. I don't want that.
Well, how would you know? There's so many dang things in Dr. Pepper anyway.
Yeah.
How many flavors are there?
23.
23. Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, and
y'all know the story about 23, right?
Yeah.
Literally.
No, not really.
If you look at the 23 things, I mean, there's some things you're used to, like cherry and vanilla and stuff like that. But then you start getting into anise root and all these other obscure ingredients that are in there. How would you know?
I'm just looking. They don't carry that last one you mentioned at Piggly Wiggly. I don't see it on the
It's a different kind of spice that you have to really look for.
But anyway, I don't want the coconut Dr. Pepper. Enough about that. All people want to do right now is win Morgan Wallen tickets. So let's give it to the people, DC.
Yeah.
We've been known for years for the show that gives it to the people, and that's what we're about to do right now.
Yes.
Morgan Wallen tickets tomorrow night at Oxford. As Lane Kiffin calls it, the sip. If you want to be cool, you now refer to Mississippi as the Sip.
Yes.
He's going to be over in the Sip.
He's probably going to be at the concert tomorrow night.
We hope.
Let's see where we go. Hi. Who is this, please?
Jason Cargan.
What are you doing this Friday morning, man?
Oh, man, chilling, waiting to hopefully win these tickets where I'm going and try to buy a tent because it's not looking like a hotel. We hope.
You know what? I'm glad you brought that up. We priced the hotels, Audio Bob did, and they're going for over $700 a night around Oxford. They're price gouging because of Morgan.
Wow.
So many people are coming in for the show.
$700 a night.
And that's at Motel 6.
Come on.
That is crazy.
What kind of assignment
does Ole Miss go to get, though?
Where the bed bugs will wait up for you. Motel 6. In fact, they're the ones that turn the light on.
There's
nothing wrong with Motel 6. I take all that back.
So will Morgan still perform from the county jail if something happens?
Well, it's funny you say that. Tomorrow night, DC and I were talking about yesterday, is the first concert he's done since the chair throwing incident.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it'll be the first time he's been out on stage.
I bet there'll be no chairs on stage.
Actually, it's funny. They said they were bolting them down.
I bet he'll do a cover of George Strait's The Chair.
You know what? DC, it would bring the house down.
It would.
If he did. Somebody should bring out a chair, have the spotlight on. Morgan sits down in it and sings The Chair by George Strait.
Yeah.
If he doesn't do that, I'm telling you.
You know what I'd do since it's the first show? There's lights go down, spotlight, and there's nothing on stage but a chair.
Just a chair.
Just a chair
like
sitting
before
there.
Before he even comes out.
Right, a chair sitting there.
And the crowd, let him go crazy for a while.
And then he comes out and just throws it into the audience.
And then he comes out and throws it across the stage and starts the show.
And 12 people sue him.
But would it be
12
seen?
12 people sue him for hurting them with the chair.
Right. Maybe the judge wouldn't like that, though. I don't know.
I know, probably not. Anyway, that's just us, and that's why he's there and we're not.
Here come the judge.
All right, Jason, I want you to say hi to the Bosch man from Taylor Electrical.
Good morning, Bosch man. I need you this morning. How are you?
I'm good. How you doing, man? I'm going to try to win this for you.
All right, need him.
You need him.
You need him in the worst way. We present a game DC came up with called Person, Place, or Thing, and we get a clue from earlier and a new clue, and Bosch Man, with my help as a lifeline, is going to try to win these for you, Jason.
Awesome. Appreciate it, man.
All right. We got you. Okay. Love you like a what? Like a Marlboro? Like a Mustang? What does he say? Love you like a...
like a Bama fan, to be fine.
Love you like a mud flame?
What's he say, Jason?
Love you like a Mustang.
Love you like a Mustang.
Yeah, that's what I
thought. Mustang,
yeah. Mustang. All right. Love you like a Mustang. All right.
Is that what he says?
Yeah, person, place, or thing. And, DC, you revealed earlier it is a place.
I did. I wasn't even supposed to reveal that, but so, out of the kindness of my heart.
Boshman, we know it is a place.
It is a place. It is a place. All right. The music you were playing earlier, does that have anything to do with
it? Can you play that again, DC?
Well, I can.
It sounded like scary horror music.
Right.
Like a haunted house type thing.
Really? You thought it sounded
scary?
Well,
in fact, our guest last hour, and it was wrong, was haunted house.
Right.
So don't say haunted house, Boshman.
Huh.
That's wrong.
That's weird.
Well, it was just scary, sinister kind of music.
Right. You thought this music sounded...
Yeah.
Sounded scary, huh?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, we'll see.
All right. So it's a place. All right.
Uh-huh.
It's a place. And you played some scary music.
Uh-huh.
Excuse you. And what was the first clue you gave us last hour?
The first clue was, I'm sorry, I can't find it. Hang on one second.
The first clue was a place kids are scared to go.
Yes. Yes. For a lot of children, for some children, I am very scary. They're afraid of me. Some children are afraid of me.
Boy, you're no Pat Sajak.
Some children are afraid
Vanna
of me.
Vanna White.
Thank you. That's right. So some children are scared of me.
Uh-huh.
And Jason and Boshman, it's a place. Some children are scared of me. He's got that music playing. What is our new clue, DC?
My ruffles don't have ridges. My ruffles don't have ridges.
I mean, he says ruffles. I think of potato chips, obviously, yeah. And ruffles and ridges. But I don't think that's a place.
Ruffles don't have ridges.
And kids are afraid of me.
Some children are very afraid of me.
Don't circus people have ruffles on their?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Ruffles, ridges, ruffles. But it's not potato chips. What other kind of ruffles are there if they're not potato chips?
Ruffles on an outfit.
Like your clothes?
Your clothes.
Like back in the...
You're helping us.
Oh, what am I doing?
Go ahead.
Well, you know, like back in the day, they would wear those really outlandish shirts.
Outfits with ruffles.
That had the ruffles like...
Yeah, I've got a shirt like that now.
What time frame was that? Like, we're talking...
I don't know.
The 30s and 40s.
Whenever it was.
So a long time ago.
So they okay. Mm-hmm. But he says that he shouldn't be giving us.
My ruffles don't have ridges.
Mm-hmm.
And kids are afraid of me.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a place.
Mm-hmm.
And he's playing that scary music. So kids are afraid of this.
Many children fear me.
A place that children fear.
And my ruffles,
and it ruffles.
Don't have ridges.
Jason, jump in anytime you want to, brother.
I'm thinking, I've got my boots cap on. This is kind of difficult.
No,
feathers?
I'm about to get a hernia. I'm thinking so hard.
Yeah, this is hurting.
Ruffles, what'd you say, feathers?
I mean, you know, ruffle your feathers? I don't know.
When your feathers get ruffled,
mm-hmm.
Some children are very afraid of me.
Mm.
All right, we're going to have to take a guess.
What am I?
Running out of time.
Yeah, I know.
Jason, do you have a guess?
Kids are afraid of me. It's a place. And ruffles.
Ruffles. I have no clue. I'm going to rely on Boshman.
I mean, I've seen clowns, you mentioned the circus, with their outfits have ruffles on them. But
that's kind of the direction I was going.
But the clown is not a place. But the circus is.
Yeah.
The circus clown place. So, you want to go with that, Jason?
What did you say? A clown place?
Yeah, like a circus.
A clown at the circus would be the place. The clown outfits have ruffles. Kids are afraid of clowns a lot of times.
Let's try it,
you
man.
You want to roll the dice? I don't have anything better, do you?
I don't have anything better.
DC, show
Come
us
on, the, boss, man.
A clown Please. With ruffles at the circus.
Is that it?
That's not it. That's not it.
That's not it. I'm sorry.
That's not it. That's not it.
I only need one buzzer, okay?
With the buzzer.
Stop that! Who's controlling that?
DC's doing that. He's got to.
Stop that. You and your foot pedal over there, if you hit that.
Stop it! Stop buzzing.
I know I'm wrong. Jason, I am so sorry. But here's the news that's good.
What? Just,
listen, a little after 9, we do this again for Morgan Wallen tickets, and DC will add a third clue.
I'm going to need that third clue.
A third clue for Morgan Wallen tickets for tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Let's review just very quickly and succinctly, if we could.
Yes.
So we know it's a place children are afraid of, a place.
Some children are afraid of it.
Some children are afraid of it. Place.
Yes, yes.
And we know that Ruffles is a clue. So think of a place that children are afraid of.
My Ruffles don't have ridges.
With Ruffles, mm-hmm. And then...
And some children are very afraid of me.
Add a third clue coming up.
Maybe you're going to be in the mood for love.
Maybe.
We told you earlier this week that artificial intelligent girlfriends are the new thing. Guys are spending...
What was that site again?
I can't remember. I wrote it down.
Oh, I wrote it down too. I put it in my phone, but that's okay. Go ahead.
But it's very, very popular, and this is nothing compared to what it's going to turn into.
Right.
They're saying this is going to be a multi-billion dollar industry.
Basically, with AI, you just create the perfect girlfriend.
Now, and then you can have her shipped to you in a box. I'm telling you the truth. Now, ladies, could you do this with a man?
Of course. Yes. That's coming. But right now, we do it with women if we create the artificial. This replaces the blow-up doll.
It really does. It's like a high-tech.
Which I know nothing about.
It's a high-tech system.
What gets sent in the box, exactly?
What's in the box? What's in the box?
What's in the box?
What's in the box are you can, depends on the model you order. There are very expensive models. Mm-hmm. There are some that are snapped together.
But what?
Oh.
It's like chopping at IKEA. You have to put her together.
Right.
I'll have to have help with that.
Because I'll have an arm up here.
I'll have a leg up sticking straight.
I wonder if you have extra screws when you're done.
I think you better. I'm getting my money back.
I'd leave that one alone. But artificial intelligent girlfriends, it's a big thing. It's going to be the new dating scene, and you won't need an app necessarily.
I love it.
I found this thing that made me laugh of what it was like when they just started the first video. Remember video dating in the 80s?
Sure do.
Listen to these ladies. From the 80s. These are ladies of the 80s.
These are 80s ladies.
And they're all from Walker County, every one of these ladies.
I love this. All right, let's go.
Bette Midler. I laugh hysterically at Bette Midler.
I have 2 cats.
And I don't know how to ride a horse. And my goal in life is to have my own religion.
I was a flop at canoeing.
Someone that's clean. Be clean, you know?
I keep my car very clean, and I expect a man to do the same.
And I also like very... needy men.
One who is charming, doesn't smoke in my face.
I am looking for a passionate yet permanent romance within the guidelines of safe dating practices.
Oh, boy. These were women that were online looking for dates in the 80s.
Yes, yes. I love that.
They're still waiting.
Right. I want my own religion. I'm designing my own religion.
What the heck? They are still. While we're talking about men and women and relationships, I just read this last night, and I wanted to pose it to Boshman because he's married, DC because he was married, and anybody listening. 1 out of 5 men are admitting, they interviewed 1,000 men that were married, that right before the wedding, they got cold feet and thought about not getting married. 1 in 5 men admit that. Cold feet at the last minute and thought about not getting married. Boshman, how long have you been married to your beautiful bride?
Next week, it'll be 9 years.
Happy anniversary.
Thank you. Thank
Next
you.
Week.
Next week.
That's awesome. You ought to take her to see Travis Tritt.
You know, I would love to.
If you could get tickets. If only you could get tickets.
If only I could figure out a way.
So did you get cold feet right before the wedding?
I can honestly say I did not.
So she is listening.
Exactly.
I'm actually surprised. That's a lower number than I thought.
Yeah.
That's
only
20%.
That's right.
20%. I was too scared not to marry her. She told me, "You're marrying me today." And I said, "Yes, ma'am." I mean,
I think there's a lot of that.
Yeah.
I honestly thought it'd be a little higher.
What about you? When you got married, of course, I was there as your best man to encourage you.
Thanks a lot.
I was so drunk, I don't remember a thing.
For encouraging me.
So did you get cold feet at the last minute?
I did not get cold feet, but here's the thing. I should have.
Ice cold feet.
But I didn't get cold feet.
That's too bad.
Because I don't make a decision like that unless I have thought it through.
I see.
All the way.
I got you. So you think you're surprised it's not higher than 20%?
I really thought it would be like about half.
Well, you know, a lot of these men weren't being honest because they were probably sitting there with their wives and they were asked the question.
That's so important in these studies. Who was sitting around?
You better believe it is.
When the man was answering.
I pose the question to you married men listening to Stephen D.C. right now. Did you get cold feet right before you got married?
Why am I always having to play the part of the woman and speak up for the woman? Around here. What? Women can also get nervous.
But it's kind of a cliche type thing for a reason. It's the man usually that...
Right.
Oh, yes. Get the cold feet. The women are happy to get married. It's the man that would get the cold feet.
My wife should have had cold feet, for sure.
That's exactly right. Yeah.
She'll marry anything. Stephen D.C. My blood pressure has been through the roof lately.
Really?
Yeah.
You seem so calm.
Well,
You're hiding it. You need to let it out.
I think what's gotten me better is I just start listening to the sounds of the beach of Panama City.
You know, the only thing better is to be sitting on that balcony at the Holiday Inn Resort overlooking the ocean.
You got that right.
That's just what the doctor ordered.
But really, the doc put me on a new blood pressure medicine, and every time I've checked my blood pressure, it's been 120 over 80 now.
That's perfect.
Perfect. Every time.
Well, good for you, DC.
Yeah.
Yeah. They took mine the other day, and it was 130 over 68.
Wow, that's good, I think, but 68.
They said that was extremely good.
That's good.
Considering my size.
Wow.
Okay. All of you, check your blood pressure, though. I have deemed it the silent killer.
Yeah, it really is.
Check that.
I also think we should start doing here on the air every morning, because everybody's got a medicine. We all take our medicine at the same time every morning.
It's only a five-hour show.
I've got...
I'm on about 14 different things.
Really? I'm up there with you now because they've just added me three or four ones.
Start a contest and say who's on the most stuff.
Yeah.
You really should. And that a lot of you out there shaking your heads, a lot of you out there that aren't on medicine, you ought to be.
Have you ever thought about just stopping every medication?
Yeah, I actually have. It's funny you say that. I know somebody who did that, which, you know, they advise against
it. And they're dead now.
You can die. No, this person ended up saying they felt better than they'd ever felt in their lives.
Wow. Wow.
Wow.
So, I don't know.
But it's dangerous. Don't do that, y'all.
Honestly, I don't know that there's no one in my life that I know currently that's not on something. Mm-hmm. Everybody in my family is at least on one prescription medication.
Maybe you're the cause of it.
I think that's just the way it is these days. You know, you're on something, aren't you?
If you're not on something, you probably ought to be.
I have my old man medicine thing. It says AM and PM.
Oh, do you do the pill counter thing?
And I got my AM pills and my PM pills.
I have fought that because to me that's giving up, giving in. I have fought that, yet I have to go through 14 bottles every morning. I should do it, but I will not give in to that.
Yeah, it does.
Hey, y'all, listen to this real quick. An 8-year-old, and a lot of you, I know, listened to us on our stream out of St. Louis from when we were there. An 8-year-old DC was found driving a car, 8, in downtown St. Louis on Monday while his mother was sleeping in the back seat. The 18-year-old was driving through downtown. An eight-year-old was driving through downtown St. Louis.
Oh, my goodness.
Mama had to take a nap, so she crawled over in the back seat.
My goodness.
Sometimes I'm glad we don't live there anymore.
Wow.
Don't you know when Riley Green did Bury Me in Dixie at the Mercedes-Benz Amp last night, people went crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Great reviews on the concert last night as we kick off the concert season in T-Town at the fabulous Mercedes-Benz Amphitheater. Hey, K-Day!
Hey,
shout out, bear hug to K-Day. Riley Green, by the way, got here early yesterday, and before the concert... we had a little rain, and then it broke, and luckily, and everything was great.
And that's why we couldn't be out there, and I hate it, because we're usually out there before the shows, but it was pouring down rain. Yeah. So
luckily, and you're probably thinking, well, aren't they special? No, it's the equipment that could get wet. We could get wet, but the equipment couldn't.
But we can't broadcast live and have water on the equipment.
But anyway, it turned out great. Everybody loved the concert, and Riley Green got into town early
yesterday and went over and took batting practice with the Alabama baseball team.
Oh, that's cool.
And
that's
I mean, they said he hit several over the fence.
Really? I didn't know he was an athlete.
Well, I didn't either, but he used to play quarterback at Jacksonville State.
Okay, so did Sam Hunt.
Yeah, yeah, I know it.
What
were they putting what were they putting in the Gatorade?
What are the odds of that two country stars both played quarterback at the same school?
What are the odds? Slim to none.
That's crazy. Right.
Yeah. Wow. We got another big show.
I'm sorry. Sam Hunt was quarterback at Middle Tennessee State.
He played in Alabama. At Alabama, too. I thought UAB, maybe, is where he played.
It says he transferred to UAB.
That's right.
In 05.
That's right.
I didn't know that.
I know. That's right.
Steve did.
Yeah, I did. I just didn't want to say anything, but he did. He played at UAB.
Wow. I didn't know he had ties. I knew he had played QB, but I didn't know he was that tied to Alabama.
That's exactly right. All right. We mentioned those concerts last night. That concert last night. Coming up tomorrow night, y'all may not have heard, but Morgan Wallen is going to be playing in Oxford, Mississippi.
Oh, is he?
What? Yeah. And wow. First show since he threw the chair. And we got the final pair of tickets to give away right now. Your lifeline will be yours truly. Boschman from Taylor Electrical will attempt to win these Morgan Wallen tickets for you.
Yes.
DC is bringing us something called Person, Place, or Thing.
Remember, we used to do that in school.
Yeah, but person, it wasn't this hard.
All right, so here we go. Here's how it works. Person, Place, or Thing. DC is going to... He's already told us it's a place.
Yes.
We do know that.
That was nice.
We've had two attempts... already unsuccessfully. So let's see what we can do this time.
I'm going to need you.
We get a new clue this time, too.
I'm going to need you to put your whiskey glasses on and say hello to Brooke.
Hello, Brooke. Good morning. Roll Tide.
Good morning, Roll Tide.
How you doing?
We had to bleep her.
A little sleepy from last night.
Oh, how was the show?
Oh, it was great. It was great.
Well, look at you concert-going girl. I mean, did you get wet last night?
A little bit, but it was worth it.
Absolutely. A lot of people are saying that.
Can you handle two concerts in 3 days, Brooke?
I can.
Yeah, I think she'll be just fine.
Okay.
All right, Brooke, here's the deal. You know, it's a place. We got to think of a place.
Mm-hmm.
Boschman is your man. I'm his lifeline. DC, what clues did we miss from earlier, maybe?
Well, now, we need to get in the right frame of mind for this. So you need to think creepy a little bit. Here.
He just tosses out extra bonus clues all the time.
But it's still not helping.
But it hadn't helped yet, has it?
No.
Clue number one.
Something creepy. Okay.
Some children are very afraid of me.
All right.
Clue number two.
It's a place. Some children are afraid of me.
Clue number two. My ruffles don't have ridges.
And it ain't potato chips. So a place kids are afraid of and ruffles is a clue. And now, do we get a new clue? We do, don't we?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, guess good.
Clue number three. If your bed is squeaky, I'll know it.
I know it. What do you think?
Would that be the closet?
All right, now think about it. Let's talk it. Hey, Brooke, this doesn't count. We're just talking it over. So some kids are afraid of me.
Mm-hmm. Under the bed?
Ruffles. You heard him say ruffles. What has ruffles?
The bed sheets. The bed
covers. The bed around the bottom of the...
The bottom. And DC, what was that third clue again?
If your bed squeaks, I'll know it.
It's got to be under the bed.
Kids are afraid.
Under the bed.
The monsters always hide where?
The monsters are always under the bed.
Under the bed.
Brooke, are you down with under the bed?
Yes.
Right. DC, we're going under the bed for the win.
Show me under the bed.
Pull me.
Oh, that's right. Three clues, but Bosch Man, we did it. Hey, Brooke, congratulations.
Thank you.
Oh, wow. Brooke, what time do I need to pick you up?
What time you want to be ready?
I don't know. We might go early, Mississippi.
Hey, Brooke's got hot to go. She's ready. If you're sitting anywhere down front, make sure you take some sort of shield in case a chair comes flying your way.
Hey, he can hit me with a chair. I don't care.
That's a Morgan Wallen fan.
I love it.
You hang on. We're going to get you all hooked up, all right?
Okay, thank you.
Oh, that's good stuff.
That's right. Who loves you? Steve in D.C. 95.3 The Bear. Another Morgan Wallen winner this morning. Monday morning at 7:15, we announce a stadium concert.
A big
with
one.
Three country music stars. And then we give you tickets. Monday morning, 7:15, a stadium country music concert with free tickets.
It's going to be a great one. So we just keep giving and giving and giving.
Congratulations to our latest winner, Brooke.
This is the Steve in D.C. Show.
We've got a new report being issued today, and you'll be able to see it at 95.3thebear.com.
All right.
On which restaurants in our area have had their license pulled because of roach infestations and such.
Their license have been pulled? They just didn't get a bad rating?
What do they call that? They're closed down. You know, they're shut down. Yeah.
It had to be really bad if they shut them down. I hope none of these are our favorites.
Well, there are several in Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
All right.
I'm not noticing anything that we have a relationship with or endorsed. None of our restaurants.
Well, I would hope not. But give them to us.
Well, we got some problems at a Subway in Tuscaloosa.
Which one? Because there are a bunch of them.
We got a roach infestation over on University Boulevard East.
At the Subway. Which is the one that I go to.
Is it really?
When I want a sub sandwich.
That's just pure protein.
That's true. That's true.
I go to the one in Northport, so I think I'm okay.
Would you like the chicken, the beef, or the cockroach on your sandwich?
Oh, man.
As long as I don't order the cockroach, I'm good.
The other white meat.
We got a couple of Mexican places with roach infestations.
Lord, I go to all of these places, I'm sure. I love
Mexican.
I know.
I could eat it three times a day and never get tired of it.
Which are the ones that have a problem?
Let's see here. I think this one is La.
They're all La.
They all have
La 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 La
La
Fa La 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 La
Los Pedros.
Okay,
Los Pedros Mexican
Changing
Grill.
Changing their name to La Cacaracha.
La Cacaracha.
Where are they located?
There's a bunch of them.
I'm asking you a lot of questions. I know there's going to be an article forthcoming, 953thebear.com, where you'll be able to read all about these and see the listings and everything else.
Cottondale. There's two Cottondale spots with roach infestations today in the news. One of them is the Cottondale Southern Kitchen.
Okay.
Oh, that's where Southland used to be.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's right. That's the old Southland.
Mm-hmm. On Skyland, right?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're on the list. And these are directly from the Alabama Department of Public Health.
We're just the messenger. Don't get mad with us.
We've done nothing here to influence this.
And what's the other one in Cottondale?
And then the other one is that Mexican place I mentioned.
Oh, Los Pedros?
Los Pedros.
Okay. I don't know where that's at.
So the article's coming, and y'all can check all these out. 953thebear.com. Keep a lookout for those.
A lot of places were shut down because they had ungreased manholes. So let's get that fixed.
Right.
And grease those.
This is the Steve in D.C. Show.
Please be here Monday morning at 7:15.
We announce
a big stadium concert featuring three country music artists and then give you tickets.
I can't wait. This is my bag. This is one of my favorite artists.
Y'all are going to love this.
Period.
It's a stadium show. Details and free tickets Monday morning about 7:15. Everybody going to see Morgan Wallen. Y'all be careful and enjoy.
All right. We dedicate the show, the whole week, in fact, to our law enforcement officers, men and women of law enforcement, and our first responders, first responders like our EMT rescue folks, our firefighters, and our medical community, nurses and doctors.
We honor our U.S. military each and every day on the Steve in D.C. Show. And we love our truck drivers that listen.
Lifeline
is the lifeline of our nation. God bless y'all. Take us out, Bosch Man.
We love our volunteer firefighters. Jesus loves you. It's electric.
Rosie.
We're going to have to get him a script.
Who is this?
The Steve and DC Show has left the building.
Let's get out of here!